Hey, good morning, 712 Brock Hunter.
And now.
No, that's not the right one.
No, you moron. So stupid. So dumb. Anyway, it is 712. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. So this kind of hurts my feelings a little bit because I thought for sure this was my year. According to the golden ratio, science has determined that the most handsome man in the world is Robert Pattinson.
Who's that?
It's the guy from Twilight. He played Edward the vamp, the sparkly vampire.
Is he the new Batman?
I think so. I think he is. But that's him. You know him. You've seen him.
So hot, bro.
I wouldn't say the most handsome in the world. Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, is on there, and Witcher. Bradley Cooper's number three. Brad Pitt, number four. Come on now. Brad Pitt, he's a stone-cold fox.
He's getting old, though, man.
That's true. George Clooney's number five. I never thought George Clooney was that handsome of a fella. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. He was like the handsome guy of the year not too long ago.
Number five, though? Come on. Ryan Gosling was number 10. That hurts my feelings. He should be higher up there. He's high. He's better looking than George Clooney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. If you could make out with one of these guys on this list, who would it be? If you could shower, let me change it. If you could shower with one of these guys on this list, who would it be? I know my answer. It's Brad Pitt all day. I love Brad Pitt.
Let's see.
What about David Beckham? He's on the list.
Damn it, what's his name? So hot, bro. I don't want to even talk about it.
What? Come on. It's just, this is a completely made-up scenario. You got to shower with one of the most handsome men in the world. Which one are you doing?
Who was the guy who, I can't think of his name. He was in Con Air.
Nicolas Cage?
No.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, there it is. Buscemi.
Yeah.
Where's he stand on that list?
I don't think he's very high up.
No? He's not number 10.
Is that because he's non-threatening to you? Is that why?
Yeah. I like his teeth. He's got hot teeth.
Yeah.
No.
Again, this is not a sexual. This is just two buddies showering together.
All right. Okay. What are my choices here?
So you got, here, I'll give you top five. All right. Robert Pattinson, Henry Cavill, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, George Clooney. You got to shower with one of them as a buddy. Who are you showering with?
Bradley Cooper.
That's not a bad choice. He seems like he'd make you laugh.
He's a nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy.
He was in Limitless. He's probably pretty smart. He knows how to shoot a gun.
He was in, he can sing. You know, he sang that song with Lady Gaga, so you're going to be serenaded in the shower?
Gaga.
There you go. All right. So that's who we're showering with. Can't believe you'd answer that. What a weirdo.
Sweet story, bro.
Lastly, apparently there's been a big shakeup on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
2,300 people have been quarantined for 2 weeks because 10 people showed symptoms of the coronavirus.
Oh, man.
For God's sakes,
it's
people.
The last thing you want to be in the middle of the ocean on a ship.
Dude.
10 people that are sick.
I mean, on a cruise ship, and now you're stuck there.
So they're not gonna dock, huh?
No. No, dude. Why? Because they can't. They can't bring all these sick people into an area.
Yeah.
That's absolutely nuts.
I got an idea.
What's that?
This is what you do.
What do you do, Hunter?
This is what you do, bro. I'll tell you what you do. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
What they used to do back in the day. Walk the plank. Walk the plank. That's what you do.
Honestly, at this point, this might be where we're at.
Dumbass, come on a ship with a virus that everybody knows about. You're going to be walking the plank.
I'm honestly not against that, Hunter.
No?
I don't think we need pirate law again.
You know what? Here, how about this? We won't tie your hands and feet so you can swim.
Yeah.
You walk on the damn plank.
If you can make it back, good luck, buddy.
All right. We're not going to cement your feet or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
But you're walking the plank.
Actually, we do have the latest from the CDC to address the current coronavirus issue.
Everybody is kung flu fighting.
Come on.
Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning. In a time of Purell, I'm lying. Everybody is kung flu fighting.
That was actually from the CDC, believe it or not. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 729 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Quick look at your forecast. Today, we got a high of 32, some snow forecasted for today, 2 to 3 inches. Going to see a low of 15, or no, wait, what's the low today? I don't know. I can't even, anyway.
Drop a low. That's so dumb. God, why'd I say that?
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light this season while you're watching your favorite team, even though the big game's over. Still a lot of sports action.
Yeah, it doesn't end here, folks. We got XFL this weekend. So choose. You know what? Let's try to rally around this. Let's get everybody together. And just so we can have football all year round.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not going to be too bad. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah?
I think they're taking all the dumb things they did back in 2000.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're going to not do that and do the complete opposite.
You can't body slam a guy.
You know, right. You know?
Actually, that was pretty dope. That was cool.
Well, the rules are a lot different now.
Yeah.
If you guys get a chance, look up the rules. It's a little bit different than the NFL in some ways, but for the better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we all bitch about the NFL, the XFL's like, you know what, we're doing it for the fans. You guys choose.
Yeah.
We're giving the whole thing to the fans, basically. That's kind of their slogan. That's what they're following. That's what they're, you know.
I like it.
It's the fans' game.
It's the fans'
Vince
game.
Vince McMahon says. So, honestly, they're playing Saturday and Sunday, so you get a whole weekend of football if you latch on to it, if you like it.
I got to give it a shot before I.
Another fantastic thing about it is you get to pick a team, guys.
Yeah.
This is a brand new league.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow the old Wolverines because grandma told you to when you were 2 years old.
If you don't like the Wolverines, your family will disown you.
You know?
Yeah.
You can actually pick a team now.
I like it.
Which, honestly, you could have done the whole time. But that's just not the way things work.
No.
But the opportunity has arose, Brock. Who do you pick? You don't even know the team. I don't know the teams either.
I don't know the teams yet. I don't know.
We're going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of research, and
I guess we could have done that before sports.
But I know. Well, nobody knows anything about any teams anyway, so even if we did, nobody would know. So there you go, XFL this weekend. Here we go. Moving on to some scores. NHL last night, Wild beat the Blackhawks 3-2 in overtime.
Overtime!
Tonight, the Bruins going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. NBA tonight, Suns in Detroit playing the Pistons 7. Pacers going to be in Toronto playing the Raptors at 7:30. And there you go. That's what's up going on in basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
A little basketball action. No, Michigan State. No, this is their football. NCAA football news. Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio retiring after a 13-year run. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel will be acting as head coach while Michigan State seeks a replacement.
Man. Big news.
That's crazy news for you Spartan fans out there. You know what? Little brother. That's what they call him, little brother. But honestly, little brother basically beats big brother's ass every single year anyway.
Lots of times. It's a good rivalry, a friendly rivalry.
Yes. But there you go, man. You guys had one of the best coaches for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're going to dearly miss him. Yeah. Honestly, if D'Antonio wants to come over to the old Wolverines, come on, man.
Maybe.
Let's just do a little flip-flop.
A little flippy?
A little wife swap, if you will.
We'll see what happens.
You guys can have Harbaugh. We'll take D'Antonio. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I think Harbaugh, he'd just stick to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's big. We'll see what 2020 brings for the Spartans. New coach and maybe a new record, worst record. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Good morning.
Series a little loose.
7:39 is Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go check them out, man. They're so awesome. Hot slices ready to go. A lot of great new menu items. Joey
so
C's
hot.
Pizzeria is so hot. What's the matter for you? All right, 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. This should be a fun topic. It should be fairly fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you won't have fun with it. What is so stupid that it's actually genius?
Mm-hmm.
And here, we'll get Brian Reed's comment out of the way already. He didn't, he didn't comment this, but I guarantee you it's a Plan B morning show. All right, perfect. What's so stupid it's actually genius, Hunter?
Well, I was going to say the Plan B morning show.
What the
Brian beat me to it, man. Do you have any comments on Facebook?
We got some good ones on Facebook here. I like this. You'll like this one. Nicholas said, adding a $200 monitor and motivational videos to a $200 exercise bike and selling it for $4,000 with a $50 monthly fee to receive the motivation.
Oh, he must be talking about the Peloton.
Honestly, a lot of stuff like that. A lot of the fitness things. It's just
so stupid.
Yep.
But you people buy it.
Well, the shake weight. The shake weight. They made a fortune on the shake weight. And it's so stupid, it's genius.
Is it though? Are people buying it?
Are they making money?
100% people are buying it.
Let's see.
God, man.
How much is the shake weight worth?
You know, it used to be just like grandma buying the stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like grandma, God, you know, I understand you're old, you really don't, you know. Now it's everybody. Everybody's hopping onto this train. Let's buy a shake weight or let's buy a Peloton that costs $4,000, $50 a month on top of that. You know, you got outdoors, right? You could.
4.5 million shake weights have sold at $20 a piece.
Jeez,
so stupid.
Jeez,
so stupid. It's genius, man.
I'm going to get so ripped by shaking this thing around.
Troy had a good one. Hot now.
Yeah.
Or hot and ready, I guess. Maybe is that what he means? Hot and now? What's hot and now?
Hot and now is like an old burger joint that was down the road.
Oh, so stupid. It's genius?
I don't know.
Yes. Andrea had a good one. Slap chop.
Oh, yeah.
I do have one. I have a slap chop.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And you wouldn't think that it works.
Oh, it works.
It works great.
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I think of...
You send the headpiece into what you're doing?
That crazy guy, Vince.
Yeah, Vince. You're right.
Wasn't he busted with like a hooker?
And cocaine.
And cocaine.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's having fun.
I could have guessed that, though. Look at the guy.
You slap it. Slap chop. Yeah. So stupid, it's genius.
Yeah.
So stupid, it's genius.
He also did the ShamWow, right?
Yeah. That was, I think... Didn't he start with ShamWow?
Yeah, I think so.
And then he got put on to...
Slap chop, and then there was like the... The Shoopy or something? I don't know. What was
something like that.
The Shammy?
He had his time in the... He had his 15 minutes of fame, and it's all gone now. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What is so stupid that it's actually genius? We'll be back with more.
Brock.
Hey, good morning. Uh, 748, it's Brock at Center.
What's up, kid?
I got to get some caffeine in me, too.
No, you don't. You're fine. You're completely fine.
You're Joey C's Pizzeria, topic of the day today. What is so stupid that it's actually brilliant? Yeah?
Yeah. I got one, man.
What?
It has to do with your stupid iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
No, you don't?
I have an Android. You dumb bitch.
That a boy.
You dumb bitch.
Those dongles, remember when they took away the headphone jack?
So stupid, it's genius.
And now we got to have a dongle so we can listen to music on it and charge your phone.
Yeah. So instead of just leaving the headphone jack in order to get more money from people.
Yep.
Oh, and then even too with the AirPods.
Yeah.
Of course, is that Apple?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the AirPods. That's Apple.
Yeah.
They made the AirPods so you can just put them in your ears, no cords, but people are losing them. So they sold attachments so you could have them on cords so you don't lose them. So you went from wireless to wired along with a dongle. You ended up having to buy three new things.
Don't piss me off, Brock, this morning.
So
having a good morning so
Apple,
far.
Apple, so stupid, it's genius.
Yeah.
So stupid, it's genius. I like this one. Intentionally failing repeatedly at a job that you hate doing, so eventually you're not asked to do it anymore.
Hey, you know?
So stupid, it's genius, bro.
I mean, we've sucked for 3 years, and we still got a job. It's apparently not working.
But see, we do it just bad enough where they don't ask us to do other things.
Still got nobody else.
It's perfect. just do it wrong enough. And, like, not bad enough. We're like, all right, we got to fire this guy. But, like, I think someone else can do a better job.
Let him slide this time.
We'll let it go. Yeah. What's so stupid, it's genius? The Snuggie?
Snuggie. Bro.
You brought that up yesterday when we were talking about this. I'm like, dude, you're absolutely right.
The whole time when the Snuggie came off the first time, I'm like, come on, guys. Really?
Yeah.
You're going to. And then somebody had one. You throw that Snuggie over here, would you?
Yeah.
I put it on. I'm like, God dang it. This thing is awesome. think it's brilliant. It is the most comfortable damn thing I've ever put on my body.
Yeah.
I did not want to take it off.
Yeah.
So much so that I went online and I didn't buy the Snuggie. Mm-hmm. They have a bigger version and it's called, basically it's just a Sherpa is what they call it. It's a massive blanket.
Yeah.
But on top of it, they took the Snuggie idea and improved it. And they put little footholes in it.
So stupid. It's so stupid.
Well, what's the worst part about having a blanket?
Is when your feet get uncovered.
Is when your feet get uncovered. Yeah. You pull the blanket up and your feet are sticking on. It's like, damn it. You're always fixing that. So what they do, they put just little footholes in the blanket.
So now you'll never have that problem.
Ever.
It's so stupid.
Except
it's
now I have sweaty ass feet and they stink.
And then when you got to get up and your feet are cut, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's so stupid, it's genius. More when we come back.
Throw me your Snuggie, would you?
No, never. Good morning. 757, Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ass? How you doing?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is so stupid that it's actually genius?
Yes, I know the Plan B Morning Show.
Brian. Stevie, you idiot.
Let's take some phone calls. WIRX, hello.
Hey, guys, I got one for you.
Yo.
My parenting skills, they're so stupid, they're genius.
Hey, the kids are still alive, so you're doing something right.
All right. Yeah. Oh, no. The way I got them to not cuss was to tell, and I'm surprised it's worked, I told them that those are mommy and daddy words.
Someday. Of course, now they may knock someone up just so they can swear. Yeah, that's right. What I would do.
All right, great. I'm going to be a grandpa next year.
All right, Sam.
Yep, take care, guys.
WIRX, hello.
Hey.
Yo.
Something is so stupid as genius as bottled water.
Oh, that's true.
You're right on that.
Ridiculous to pay a dollar for an itty-bitty bottle of water when it's free everywhere.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. That's a great one, man. All right, thanks for the call.
No problem.
Remember when that first happened?
You don't understand. This one's filtered from glaciers.
Glaciers.
No, it's not.
It's from a spring.
It's from a spring.
Yeah, but people have lost their minds when that came out.
Did.
Bottled water, really?
It's crazy.
Now you kind of look at it and you're like, you know, I like the water that comes out of my faucet at home, but other places I'm like,
eh. The good news is the plastic that the water comes in ends up in the ocean, so it's back in water.
Perfect.
It's perfect. Let's take one last phone call. What's so stupid? It's genius. WIRX, hello.
What about Plan B? Chia pets.
Chia pets?
Chia. You can grow any kinds of herbs anywhere you want. You got to design a little figurine and just add some water to it, some seeds, and yeah, you're selling billions of them.
People have been buying those, all the different characters. There's Looney Tunes, Bob Ross.
Basketball players. what was that little panel with a ball on it with a rubber band? They sold a lot of them, and I remember getting my ass whipped by my mom with a couple of them.
How about a ball and a cup?
Rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Really? Legos? Jeez. That's pretty ingenious, Legos.
I like it, Glenn. All right, buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
Anything from Ass Scene on TV, I think we chalk up is so stupid, it's genius. And the Plan B Morning.